is for you. Oh, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia launched an attack on neighboring Ukraine early Thursday. Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east Thursday morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. Within hours of the missile attacks, Russian tanks rolled across Ukraine's borders, while Ukrainian officials said amphibious Russian forces landed near Odessa on the Black Sea. Intense rocket fire could also be heard in the western city of Kharkiv. An aide to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters at least 40 people have been killed. A Ukrainian military plane with 14 people aboard crashed south of Kyiv Thursday, the emergency services said. No word on casualties. The incident occurred about 20 kilometers south of Kyiv, amid reports of several locations around the city coming under attack. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemned Russian military action in Ukraine Thursday after President Vladimir Putin ordered a military offensive. At a press briefing, he called it a brutal act of war.
Peace on our continent has been shattered. We now have war in Europe on a scale and of a type we thought belonged to history.
He added,
"This is a deliberate, cold-blooded, and long-planned invasion."
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the operation in a nationally televised address Thursday, claiming he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. For his part, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv has broken off all diplomatic relations with Moscow. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said late Wednesday that he will speak with his counterparts in the G7, the diplomatic group of the world's seven wealthiest democracies, before addressing the American people to announce further economic sanctions against Russia for what he called this needless act of aggression against Ukraine and global peace and security. World leaders are condemning the Russian attack on Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Thursday said Russian President Vladimir Putin was, quote, a dictator, end quote, who now faced massive Western sanctions for invading Ukraine. Johnson said in a televised address to the nation, quote, we cannot and will not just look away, end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Twitter that France, quote, strongly condemns Russia's decision to wage war on Ukraine, end quote, and called on Moscow to end the military operations immediately. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a statement calling Russia's actions as unprovoked and a clear violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Canadian leader said, quote, the Ukrainian people must be free to determine their own future, end quote. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison called Russia's invasion of Ukraine brutal and unprovoked while announcing sanctions on Russian army commanders and defense officials, as well as businesses that had been involved in the development and sale of military technology and weapons. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday in Brussels that the European Union will present, quote, a package of massive and targeted sanctions to European leadership for approval, end quote. Von der Leyen said the sanctions will target strategic sectors of the Russian economy by blocking the access to technologies and markets that are key for Russia. Statements denouncing the Russian invasion of Ukraine also came from Minister Pedro Sanchez of Spain and Prime Minister Antonio Costa of Portugal. The invasion occurred as the United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded with President Putin to withdraw his troops from Ukraine and avoid the conflict, urging him, quote, in the name of humanity, end quote, to avoid, quote, what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century, end quote. UEFA are to hold an emergency meeting Friday to, quote, evaluate the situation, end quote, concerning Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with the former set to host the Champions League final in St. Petersburg in May. Quote, following the evolution of the situation between Russia and Ukraine in the last 24 hours, the UEFA president has decided to call an extraordinary meeting, end quote. Diane Roberts.